Okay, here we go. The topic that I want to discuss today are the Shlosh Regalim. Winston Churchill once said, "A nation that forgets its past has no future." And therefore, it's important for us to know, to understand not just what happened, but what's the message behind it. Three major holidays in our calendar are known as the Shlosh Regalim, and they are, as we know, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Now, Pesach falls out on the 15th of Nisan and commemorates our exodus from Mitzrayim. It recalls the slavery, but more importantly, our freedom and our mission and our, more importantly than our freedom, the spiritual mission that we now have to embark upon. When we were in Egypt still, we took an animal that was worshipped by the Egyptians as the avodah zarah. We then designated it and brought it as a korban to God. This was simultaneously an act of defiance and pride. And we smeared the blood on the doorpost, and by doing so, we announced, "Here dwells a proud Jew." We had faith in God that everything would work out. Now, the laws of Korban Pesach include the entire animal has to be consumed, and therefore, it brought the entire family together, because we couldn't leave over anything. And if your family was small, so then you had a larger family, you know, a clan. Everyone ate together, because you couldn't leave over any part of the Korban Pesach. Especially, we know the Korban Pesach was eaten a la sova. You already ate a meal, had the Korban Shlam first, Chagiga. So now, when I bring the Korban Pesach, it's dessert. How much could someone eat? So we need everyone together. And when everyone's sitting together, what do? We talk about the miracles associated with the holiday. Today, we don't have the Korban Pesach. We sort of have the same idea with the Seder, right? The whole family gets together, and it serves the same purpose. The evening of the Seder could be summarized in two mitzvot. One is Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling the story, and the other is trying to relive it, trying to relive the experience. Ki'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. So here's a very interesting thing, which I think is so such a great story. Pesach, 1947. David Ben-Gurion, the head of the Jewish Agency, the future Prime Minister of Israel, gets up to address the United Nations. And this is what he says. He says, 300 years ago, a ship called the Mayflower sailed from England to the New World. They landed in America and were the first founders, builders of this country and nation. This was a great event, and every school child knows all about the pilgrims. But I would like to ask, does anyone know the exact date and time the ship set sail? How many people were on the ship? What did they eat? What route did they travel on? How did they drink water? What happened to them along the way? And where did they come to the shores of this new land? More than 3,000 years ago, the Jews left Egypt, and every child in America, Russia, Yemen, and Germany knows they left on the 15th of Nisan in the morning. They ate matzah, arrived at the Red Sea on the 7th day, and it split for them. They drank water that came from a rock, and then miraculously followed them on their 40-year journey through the Sinai Desert, and entered into Israel, crossing the Jordan River into Jericho. An amazing way of like saying, right? People were saying to Ben-Gurion, "You Israelis, you're a bunch of people from all over." He goes, "No, we're all Jews, and we share the same past." It's interesting that of all the holidays, Pesach takes the most preparation time, and it's also the most widely observed. Maybe it's teaching us that the more we prepare for something shows what the value is. We spend so much time preparing for Pesach, that shows how much value we have for the Chag. Second of the Shlosh Regalim is Chag Shavuot. Shavuot is another holiday of preparation. We have a countdown, right? For 7 weeks, we're counting down between Pesach and Shavuot. According to the Ramban, these 7 weeks are supposed to be viewed as a long Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuot. As we know, Shavuot is called Atzeret, right? It's the end. In fact, Shavuot means the festivals, the weeks. It's about the progression. It's about the process. As opposed to Pesach and Sukkot that are observed when the moon is full. Shavuot is observed when the moon is a half moon. Once again, teaching me I'm in the midst of a process. I didn't get to the goal line. I'm on my way there. We begin the process with the Korban Omer. It was made from what? Barley. Barley in the time of the Gemara was known as what?
Animal food.
And we culminate with the Korban Shtei HaLechem. What's the Korban Shtei HaLechem made from?
Wheat.
And it's human food. And we eat this on Shavuot. We refine ourselves. Moreover, on Pesach, we had an Isser of Chametz, which symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. But now in Shavuot, we have a mitzvah to eat the Korban Shtei HaLechem. Korban Shtei HaLechem. We take the Chametz and we turn it to something positive. Pesach wasn't freedom from, but rather freedom towards. Shavuos as well is not just Zman Matan Torah, but rather should have come for us, Zman Kabbalat Torah. Okay, it was given, it's up to us to accept it. And then we come to Sukkot. The 15th of Tishrei is an 8-day holiday. In the Gemara, there's a disagreement why we celebrate it. One opinion says that it's to represent the Ananei HaKavod. What is Ananei HaKavod?
Clouds of glory in the desert.
Right. The clouds of glory in the desert. And if so, Sukkot is a time of Gilui Shechina, where I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, similar to the Mishkan. According to the Ramban, the purpose of the Mishkan is to take the Har Sinai experience on the road. It shouldn't be a one-time thing, but we bring the Mishkan so we feel God's presence with us wherever we go. If so, the Shlosh Regalim, give me 1 second, I'll get to you. Shlosh Regalim represents Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos Matan Torah, and then Sukkot the Mishkan. Yes?
So according to that opinion, even if there was no Chid Eagle, there would still be a Mishkan?
According to this, absolutely. Yeah. Another approach. Another approach is Sukkot represents actual Sukkot that we lived in while traveling through the desert, and if so, symbolizes the great faith we had in God. According to the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, the holiday of Sukkot that is referred to in the Torah's Chag HaAsif, what does that mean?
And?
Gathering, right? Harvest time. And taking the Dalet Minim shows our agricultural side. And really, if so, according to the Rokeach, the Chag of Sukkot represents our coming into Eretz Yisrael. So Pesach could be the beginning of the journey. Shavuos, when we get the Torah, and then we finally get to Eretz Yisrael, which is exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe at the Sna, I need you to get them into Eretz Yisrael. And Sukkot could be the holiday about coming into Eretz Yisrael. Why are they known as Shlosh Regalim? Aliyah L'Regel, right? We have to go up by foot to Yerushalayim. Klal Yisrael has an obligation to come to the Beit HaMikdash. This is a tremendous unifying event that has built-in miracles. First miracle is, even though every male is supposed to leave his land, God promises enemies won't attack. Right, you think about the Yom Kippur War. It was precisely planned when Jews would not be ready. They'd be in shul here. Every Jew would be in Yerushalayim. Just attack the borders. There's no one manning the borders. It'd be the best time to attack. God says, don't worry, nothing will happen. There's all sorts of midrashim that our enemies saw angels there, protecting. But this is the first miracle. The second miracle says that when the Jews came, Jews from all over the country, not just the country, outside of the country, they come to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says not one Jew complained that they didn't have room. As far as I'm concerned, Jews not complaining is probably a bigger miracle than security. Okay, yeah, so no one attacked. That's a miracle. But Jews not complaining, that's crazy. Okay, that's a huge miracle. The Shlosh Regalim could be three stages in the development of our nation. and maybe for each of us individually as well. Pesach is the birth of our nation. We get ready for the next stage. Shavuot, we receive the Torah. Torah's up in heaven. So now we have Ruchnius, right? Spirituality that comes into us, and we get ready still for the next stage, because while it's Ruchnius, there's still missing something. Actual mitzvot. And then we get to Sukkot. We come back down to earth. We leave our home for the Sukkah. We take the Dalet Minyan. And now it's up to us to influence others. Not just abstract Ruchnius. We could take it one step further. Pesach, although having some mitzvot aseh, like eating, you know, matzah, and having the Dalet Kosot, for the most part, you think of Pesach, you think of mitzvot lo taseh, right? The beginning of Pesach, Pesachim, talked all about bal yirah, bal yimatzah, you can't find any chametz in the house. And that's really what we think of, the iser of chametz. We distance ourselves from evil. Chametz, we said before, represents the Yetzara. We're distancing ourselves from that. It's the holiday of separation. Sukkot is the opposite. It's the holiday of connection. It's filled with mitzvot aseh. What mitzvot aseh do we have on Sukkot?
Going to
Sukkot. Dalet Minyan. What else?
Eating in the Sukkot.
Okay, what else? We have Nisuch Hamayim, Nisuch Hayayim. Wine libations, water libations. We have the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. And we have lots and lots of karbanot.
I thought that's just like a big party we just throw to, like, guys, just learn.
What do you mean?
I didn't know that was a mitzvah.
Mitzvah. Okay? We make a bracha, we go in the sukkah. Okay? We take the physical and we use it for mitzvah.
Is sukkah helping a mitzvah?
No.
Damn it.
But it's an okay minhag. If you say Divrei Torah when you go there or hear Divrei Torah, then it's certainly a good thing. Maybe even just going in and making a bracha on the food that they give you is a mitzvah too. We take the physical and we use it for mitzvah. On Pesach, we separate from the non-Jewish world. On Sukkot, we bring karbanot on their behalf. Right? We have how many karbanot do we bring? 70 karbanot. For the 70 nations. I was reading in my Machzor, on Rosh Hashanah, I had a Rav Soloveitchik Machzor, and he said, if the Goyim knew how much we're davening for them on Rosh Hashanah, they buy our Machzor for us. So here's what, if the Goyim understood that, like, Sukkah is all about the Shivim nations, and we're davening for them, the totally different relationship that we'd have. Now, how do we go from the separation to our universal care for the whole world? Shuas. Torah. Torah is supposed to connect us. We have to use the Torah for connection. Now, in our lives as well, I think we see the Shlosh Regalim. Pesach, we're like a baby or a newborn. We need protection. Right? So the nation is born, God protects us. He has the 10 plagues. He has the Anani HaKavod. He has the protecting us from the Egyptians, protecting us from the desert. Great. Shavuos would be our bar mitzvah. Okay? Now we got the Torah. We get instructions. And what's Sukkot? Sukkot is marriage. We build a house. We have our family. And we become part of the community. And it's our job to influence others. Okay? I'm fond of saying this story. My son once went, when he was like, I don't know, in his 20s, he went to another friend for a Simchas Beis HaShoev in somebody's house, and he lived in an apartment. So where's the sukkah? On the roof of the apartment. So they're up there, a whole bunch of guys, and they're singing. And a kid from the apartment, not religious, comes up, you know, has his no yarmulke, says, can I join you guys? Absolutely. So they're singing, dancing, and the kid says, there's people sharing Divrei Torah. The kid says, I have a Divrei Torah. Great. So he tells the famous Midrash that we all know. He says that Dalet Minyan stand for four different types of Jews. The Esrog, which has taste and smell. So that is referring to the Jew that has both Talmud Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, good deeds. The Lulav comes from a daytree that only has taste, has Torah without the Ma'asim Tovim. The Das that has fragrance but no taste, has Ma'asim Tovim but doesn't have Torah. And the Arava that doesn't have taste or fragrance has neither. And that's a famous Midrash. So now, this is what this irreligious kid said. He goes, but you know, if the Esrog and the hadas would spend more time with the arava, some of its vague fragrance would rub off on the arava as well. What an amazing musar of art. But that's really what Sukkot is. We're supposed to care about the whole world. It's universal. We bring the korbanot. So if we care about the whole world, obviously we have to care about every Jew. You know, we have to care about the aravot. So this is the idea. It's our life. From birth, I would say even like you have that in yeshiva. Pesach is elementary school. All the don'ts that you learn. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. It's muktzah. You come to yeshiva. Now we're learning Torah. We're getting connected to Torah. And then Bezrat Hashem, you move on to building your own families and be constructive members of your community. And that's Sukkot. So this is, I feel, what the Shlosh HaGolim are representing for us. All right, I'll stop here.